Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:39, it is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And joining us, once again, we have Wyatt Starnes. Good morning, Wyatt. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
So good, good.
Here we
are. Trying to enjoy the last little bit of this cold weather before we officially switch over to spring.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're opposite of everyone else.
So, I know, hey. I know. We talk about it every time.
We do.
I'm enjoying my nice, thick, you know, sweater that
yep.
I got on the
then
whole nine.
Got to put them away.
So sad.
So sad. Well, hey, we've had a bunch of stuff happen here over the past week, and a lot that's coming up to talk about.
Oh, yeah, man. We've had a busy week, starting with the Midland for sure. We had a visit from the chief from Cherokee Nation this last Monday, I believe, and they were so excited to come and see the Midland and see what we're doing, and we're so thankful for that relationship with them. They've done a lot of good in our community, and so we're so thankful to be able to partner with them and let them in and see what we're doing. It's a big deal, especially when, you know, people are interested in what's going on. And so we were really excited to let them in. They didn't stop just there, though. I think they may have even swung by here.
They started here, and then I know they went over there. And, of course, it's neat that they've got, you know, the little Native American exhibit right there in the front of the Midland, you know, in the Alamo building. And then I think they gave you a check for the Midland as well.
We did get a check and a nice photo op, and that's really awesome. You know, any support we can get, not just from locals, but, you know, big organizations too, that we're thankful for anything. So their support for us is huge, and we are extremely thankful for anything that they're willing to do for us. So we love that partnership. And then they swung by headquarters, Reawakening headquarters, and Coffeeville Area Foundation too. So they just made stops all over the place.
Sure. No, that
they
is great.
And saw the whole town. That's awesome.
Yep. And Scott, I think a lunch maybe over there at the chamber. And so just really awesome to be able to have that. I mean, people really don't realize, I mean, that's kind of like a presidential visit. You know,
yeah.
It really
oh, yeah.
is. It's a big
oh, yeah.
deal.
It's a big deal. We're honored to be a small part of that stop, you know. So that's awesome. So awesome. Speaking of the Midland, actually, little segue here. We still are partnered with Coffeeville Coffee doing our Wayward Son. Any bag of Wayward Son that's purchased, we do get a small portion of that back to go towards the Midland. That's extremely awesome for us. We love Ron and Lydia Bryce so much, and we're so thankful for not only what they've done for our community, but for the Midland. So we are so thankful for them and what they're doing to help with that. So if you are out of coffee, go swing by Hersh's or go online to CoffeevilleCoffee.com and get yourself a bag of Wayward Son. I've had it myself, and I'm a little biased because it is one of my favorite ones. Down at the bank, they generally will always ask me to buy more coffee. Mm. So we go through it. So anything you can do to support, that's awesome.
That's right. I think, honestly, it probably is just about you know, my favorite, maybe the Brood Awakening. It's like between Brood Awakening, Wayward Son, you know. It's one
that
one,
and then I always teeter between I'm trying to think of what they call it. It's their K-Cup for Keurigs.
Okay. Yeah.
That one is really, really good too. I'm a man of convenience, and so if I can have, I know, I'm making
terrible.
The coffee purists like so angry.
Right.
But if I can just pop it in there and
cool
go,
that they
man,
have that though.
Yeah, it's a really awesome little bit there too. So
that's
super
good.
Thankful for them. And back to the Reawakening. So I'm sure most people have noticed outside with all the pillars being removed that there's still that kind of gated area up. And actually, we are working to get the facade completely, you know, renovated to meet, you know, city standards so that we can get that gate removed. So hopefully here in the next month or two, we've got that out of there and things can go back to normal. Of course, our back door is still always open. You can always come in and visit with us that way. But that way, we can have you coming in from the street, and that would be awesome, too. So just a little update on that, too.
Yeah, so getting those facade repairs done, and maybe, I mean, someday, I don't know if you're going to have maybe an awning, that sort of thing. I know some of those business owners are looking at maybe putting in some of their own little kind of personalized awnings, make
nice
the
little,
storefront
little touch.
A little bit more of their own. So that
yeah.
would be cool.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. It's all a work in progress.
Excellent.
A couple updates, too, while I'm sitting here thinking about it. We do have, segueing from Reawakening, these are just community groups in town. Next Saturday, we have the pancake feed for Kiwanis Club. I think it is at, let's look here, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. At the First Baptist Church on 300 West 9th Street. And it's $5 for adults. Children 5 to 18 years old is $3. And then anyone under 4 is free. It's a sausages, drinks, and all-you-can-eat pancakes. I don't know why that doesn't sound amazing to everyone, but that is awesome. I love pancakes. And so I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
And so go out and support your local community groups. That's, you know, always the best thing you can do is support them. And then we've also got on March 14th, Cedar Bluff Camp is doing their bingo night. Now, I have heard that this is quite the event.
Yeah, you need to stop on by.
Are you going?
I have a commitment on Thursdays now, unfortunately. Oh, it makes it tough for me, but I have gone before, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, for, you know, $20 bill, you can get a dinner, entertainment. I mean, with it, you can get about cover you there.
Yeah.
If you have a dauber, bring it, but if not, they have them available there for you.
I always remember my grandma growing up with the dauber, and boy, did I get in trouble so many times for stealing those out of her bingo bag and playing with them. So
don't mess with that.
I have a little bit of PTSD from that one. But
don't touch Granny's dauber.
Yeah, don't mess with those. That was a big deal. But I'll have to go check it out. I've heard from several people it's a good time. So go out and support if you're free on March 14th. And then they did just announce, I think yesterday, that save the date for this one, June 22nd, they will be having a car show. It's like a car show fundraiser. So if you're free, I know that's way in advance in the time of the year that it's really warm, but put that on your calendar. That'd be an event you don't want to miss, and it's a great place to support. So go check that out.
Yeah, because I know they've had a car show as part of their open house and stuff before. Yeah. You know, they got the cars lined up, and it's a lot of fun just to go look.
Yeah, and I love Cedar Bluff Camp. It's awesome that we have that, you know, here in Coffeyville. And so anything we can do to support it, let's do it, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, I really think that is most of my updates.
Okay, well, hey, some good stuff here as we go throughout the program. Well, Wyatt bringing us up to date on all things Coffeyville's reawakening. And I know always looking for volunteers as
well. Oh, always looking for volunteers almost everywhere. And, you know, it's always good to get involved in your community and help bring about change, good change that you want to see. So get involved. You can reach out to me personally. My phone number is 620-515-4346. I can help you get connected anywhere you want to go. If there is a group that you're passionate about being a part of, let me know. I'll help get you plugged in. But it's always good to volunteer in your community. Always good.
Hey, that is some great stuff there, Wyatt. So appreciate you coming on
Anytime.
By the program today.
I love stopping by.
Hey, we like having you. So, hey, it's a good time. So, and we will look forward to chatting again here next week, get some more updates from Coffeyville's reawakening, and I hope everyone can get out there and get involved, and we'll look forward to talking again here real soon.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
All right. Wyatt Starnes from Coffeyville's reawakening, and on the way next, we will have Open Line starting right around 9:10 here on the Mighty 690 after a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension.